This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some swimming today. Don't forget, if you are loving the podcast, and I think a lot of people are, I get tons of great feedback. Please, if you wouldn't mind leaving us a review or a rating on iTunes, it just helps us get the podcast out in front of more people. And it's growing really nicely, and it's because of those reviews. So if you haven't yet, I'd really appreciate it if you do. But welcoming a returning guest onto the show today, all the way out in Massachusetts, originally from India, in Bangalore, Subramani Venkatesh. Subbu, welcome back. Nice to chat again.
Thanks, Brad. Thank you very much.
Subbu, yeah. I'm very excited to chat about your swim, because out of the three disciplines, this is the one that you've had to work the hardest on, especially not coming from a swimming background. You told us a little bit about how you made the decision that you wanted to swim and do a triathlon, and you just became a student of it. You studied the technique. You put in the hard work. I mean, there were days you were swimming twice a day. It's for someone who doesn't come from a swimming, not necessarily a swimming background, but who's comfortable in the water, it's difficult. It's not the easiest of disciplines to master.
That is absolutely right, Brad. But if you keep your mind and if you decide you want to do it, you definitely can achieve this. It's you can learn the sport, or anybody can learn the sport very easily. Only thing is, you have to put your mind into it. It's a tough sport. I would agree that it's a tough sport. It's focus on technique. You have to be impatient to learn technique. You have to have an open mind to learn things. And the most of all, you should have a right coach to train you for this.
I was going to say, you looked for help very early on in your triathlon career, particularly from a swimming point of view. Has that made a big difference to you?
Yes, it made a big difference, actually.
Would you say that's been the biggest thing that you've done to improve your swim, was to get a coach, or is there something else that you feel you've done that's given you big gains in the water?
No doubt, Brad. No doubt about having a coach. That helped me a lot. Yes, I started with a coach. It's a personal coach. I took 5 classes and trained with the coach from the day one I started swimming.
That's amazing. As far as workouts go, what do you really enjoy doing in the pool, Sue?
I enjoy doing 100s and 200s. That is my favorite workouts. Like doing 100s on the threshold doing 100s on the max effort with a good rest is my favorite workout. I enjoy every bit about those things. And 200s, like, for example, 10 by 200s, the threshold workout, it's my favorite one.
Brilliant. Looking at your swim right now, what are you working on? What are you struggling on at the moment?
Well, my biggest problem is I don't kick well, and I don't rotate well on the right side. So I've been working on these two limitations for the last 6 weeks now.
Are you seeing improvements, or is it frustrating that they're not improving as quickly as you'd like?
Definitely, I am seeing an improvement in my speed. I mean, I have done a couple of tests. My coach has done a couple of testing on my swim. I saw a big progress in my swim by 5 seconds per 100 yards. That is, I mean, if we are in an endurance sport, you can think that even 5 seconds make a big, to shave a 5 seconds takes a big time, long time. And it's also a big motivator for you. And yes, I made a big progress in this.
So we're starting out in triathlon where you don't have a swimming background. Those first few open water swims are pretty daunting and intimidating. What advice would you give to someone who's maybe listening to this, who doesn't come from a swimming background, and that open water swim really just scares them, and that sort of washing machine effect with people around and getting the odd kick and the odd punch? How have you dealt with that stress?
If you are not an experienced open water swimmer, I always encourage that you have someone on the kayak and you swim, that will boost your confidence. That is the first thing you have to do. I was lucky that when I first started open water swim, I had a coach who volunteered that she would come down in the kayak and I swim. I was really, really scared to swim in the lake, and she really boosted my confidence. And also, one more thing I would tell is, if you are not confident in open water swim and if your kick is terrible, use a wetsuit and gain your confidence first.
The word you use there is confidence, and that's what it boils down to, is just getting confident and getting comfortable in that situation. You're never going to feel that you are. I think everybody thinks you either need to feel like you're Michael Phelps and you're going to swim with no hassles, but you just need to build that confidence up, as you say, and get comfortable with almost being uncomfortable.
Exactly, and also like having someone next to you, like say watching you or somebody sitting in the kayak, and you think that, oh, if you get tired, you can hold the kayak. That kind of boosts your confidence a little bit to go and swim without any hesitation. The first thing is people hesitate to do things because they think they want to do it everything by themselves. And having no support next to them, it's kind of puts them behind even to step into the water. So when somebody is sitting in the kayak, for me personally, that boosted my confidence a bit. After all, what? If I don't swim very well, I can hold my kayak and I can still float it. I always have someone to support me. That kind of helped me out to do a first step in the water.
Absolutely. Well, Sue, I think that's great advice. We'll leave it there on the swim. I look forward to chatting about your bike, but we'll save that for next time, Art. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Brad. Nice talking to you again.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.